New documents reveal the transport agency knew maintenance on Auckland Harbour Bridge had contaminated land next to houses but decided not to tell local people. It found high and rising levels of lead, zinc and a cancer-causing hydrocarbon at the bridge's north end in 2010. The agency's national environment manager at the time says it was covered up. Our reporter Phil Pennington's been looking into this.
Well, Susie, what we have is a dozen documents from 2010 to 2013, and these chart how tests found the lead at up to 3.5 times permitted levels, a great deal of zinc, which is not that toxic to people but is to plants and animals, elevated copper, plus the nasty hydrocarbon called BAP at up to 30 times permitted levels. And this is in a small area of council reserve land either side of the bridge's landfall at Te Onawa Pa, which is also known as Stokes Point in Northcote.
Okay. What do we know about where all of this came from?
Well, that BAP hydrocarbon, that's a bit of a mystery, but possibly from contaminated fill dump decades ago. The metals came in part from the bridge's maintenance, the sandblasting for painting. The lead and zinc could have come from the paint. Their levels rose between tests for a consent in 2001 and these tests in 2010, and that's a period of unleaded petrol, so it didn't come from petrol. This was all meant to be controlled under resource consents, but the National Environment Manager at the time, Carl Reller, I've spoken to him, he says the bridge maintenance contractors told him they had not even seen the bridge consent conditions, and they couldn't have met them if they had done. Now, these contamination findings were passed to Auckland Regional Public Health, and in early 2011, it recommended the agency go public and so that they could test local people's gardens. The agency's own lawyers, Susie, they tell that it faces a range of liability if it delays telling locals. But instead, it cancelled 2 go public dates, and Carl Reller says he was blocked from ever going public.
Reller headed the agency's environment management nationally on all the major projects from 2007 to 2014. So what else does he have to say about the bridge's contamination?
Yeah, Reller was in a key position. He's 71 now and retired in Wairarapa. But documents show that time and again, he tried to get the agency to tell the public about the bridge contaminants.
There was a letter drafted. There were fact sheets written. There was consultation internally about how we'd go forward with this. It never happened.
Why not?
Because the people working on the project and in the region resisted engaging the public, even though their consent said that they were required to. I tried at least a half a dozen times to have a review by senior management, but every time I got it on the agenda, it would be pulled off the agenda at the last minute. After getting it knocked back a half a dozen times, I just realized it wasn't going to go anywhere.
Why wasn't it made clear to local people about what was going on?
Well, Carl Reller, he told me that the Auckland Regional Office, he was in an arm wrestle with them, and they repeatedly told him that going public, that it would cause alarm out of proportion to the risk, not just for the local people, but elsewhere. They were worried people living near highways everywhere would be worried about contamination. He says he told them it's a small problem, we can easily fix this, and at the heart of this, people have the right to know, and of course that's what he maintains to this day. He says his long experience at Waka Kotahi was that it did not want to engage the public when there was a real genuine problem that it had caused of contamination, noise or air pollution. He says he saw many, many resource consents over the years, including at the Harbour Bridge, that were being ignored. He's talked of 5,000 consents and 95% of them not being followed. Now, he expects that bridge contamination is still there, that locals still don't know. As for other contamination in that area, the south end of the bridge has also been tested. Similar contaminants found there, but houses aren't so close to that.
And what does the agency have to say?
Well, the transport agency, they wouldn't be interviewed, though we asked to hear direct from them on what is an issue of public health. The agency says that portions of the bridge still do have lead-based paint on them, but the risk's reducing over time as that paint is removed and replaced with, they say, appropriate containment controls in place when that removal takes place over land. It says the bridge has reduced how often repainting is done and reduced dust discharges, and in fact won a national award for this, the agency says, in 2015. Its statement talks about the historical origins of some of this contamination, but it doesn't address what contamination levels are now, it doesn't address the breaking of consent rules, and it doesn't address why it never told local people about it, except for a line in which it says the Auckland Council, as the regulator, determines if the public should be told about contamination.